Hi, this is Wendy Powell, your livestock production agent from the Wildcat Extension District. Large round bales have been around since the early 1970s. Round bales became so wildly popular because of their low labor demand. Due to their shape, round bales shed some precipitation, enabling them to be stored outside, reducing costs compared to square bales. Regardless of these benefits, there are still concerns around hay loss during storage and the economic value of protection. Generally, the value of a storage system depends on the projected hay loss while in storage and the price of hay when sold or used. If hay with a market price of $80 per ton has a 20% loss during storage, then the value of the hay lost would be $16 a ton. This cost of hay value lost, added to the cost of the storage system, like an enclosed barn, gives the total storage cost, which can be used to compare various types of storages. One of the biggest problems in determining the total storage cost of a system is estimating the loss of hay value during storage. Dry matter losses can reach 50% depending on bale quality, storage conditions, and length of time in storage. Severe deterioration is usually confined to the outside 2 to 8 inches of the bale. Depending on the bale's diameter, just 2 inches can represent over 10% of the bale's dry matter. The depth of weathering depends on many factors, including the amount of rainfall and environmental conditions like temperature and humidity during the storage period. Also, our factors is the hay type and condition when baled, bale shape, and density. The storage site is another important consideration in reducing bale losses. Store your round bales at a site that is not shaded and is open to breezes to enhance drying conditions. As much as 12 inches of the bottom bale can be lost through moisture absorption, so the area should also be well drained. Ground contact can account for over half of the total dry matter losses. Where practical, keep bales off the ground using low-cost surplus materials such as discarded pallets, racks, fence posts, railroad ties, or used tires. Another alternative is to use a layer of crushed rock about 6 inches deep to ensure good drainage within and around the storage site. Bales should be stored in rows, buffed end to end, for maximum airflow and sunlight penetration. Orient the rows in a north-south direction, allowing at least 3 feet between each row. Vegetation between rows should be removed. Research has shown that orientation is a minor consideration if the bales are used before early spring because the losses are relatively small until that time. If stored into the summer, bales oriented in an east-west direction can experience severe deterioration on the north-facing surface. For more information on round bale storage, give me a call at the Wildcat Extension District, 620-784-5337.